This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuesday, the 13th of March, Yola, marching into time. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. The philosophy from A Wrinkle in Time is that love solves everything. So remember that as you go through your day, perhaps the week, the month, the year, the rest of your life. I went to sleep last night thinking love solves everything, because I saw A Wrinkle in Time, and that was quite good. We'll talk about it after. There is a focus on some of the trending items that are of import. Victoria has the pleasure of bringing us up to date.
Yes, well, in the music world, fans of 90s hip-hop artist Craig Mack are mourning his death. He died at 46 of heart failure in a hospital in South Carolina. He apparently was one of the founding members of Sean Diddy Combs' Bad Boy Entertainment. He was one of the marquee artists at the time and is kind of credited as being a guy who influenced a lot of other artists but never really became the household name that people like Diddy and other artists that he had on his album or on his record label became. But they're not really saying anything more than that, except heart failure at 46 seems a little suspicious, but they're not saying it was a suspicious death. They're still waiting to issue a statement.
Or is it? All right, so you're going to be very impressed with me. I came across a rap version of Eminem's attitude toward President Trump. Did you hear this yesterday? Anybody? Jennifer?
Is this new?
Rumble. Is this new? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he put it for the last, like, 6 months. He's been trying to get Trump's attention with negative raps.
Right. So is this a really... I only heard just a little piece of it, and I know that it felt like... I think I was told to be careful of it because you always have to be careful of Eminem, or do you have to be careful of everybody's rap? I think there have been a lot of good rappers.
Be careful,
Will Smith,
language.
And, yeah, LL Cool J. So if we can find that, Kara, it would be... there's the negative stuff that's aimed at and the things that you hear every day from people. This was more about the shooting, I think, or the NRA, or had to do with what went on in Florida. And so as you listen to it or as you think about it, consider the source. And then you either accept it for what it is. I don't know that I find these things entertaining, but some people do for whatever the reason. There's a clear message in it, and there isn't a whole lot of... There's not a lot of creativity anymore in the negative Trump messages. Pretty much they're all the same. And some of them have substance, some of them don't. It just is what it is. But I find it interesting that a lot of people are trying to get the same message. They don't think that because there isn't a reaction to their message from, let's say, the White House, the press secretary, or some of the press corps, that it doesn't get anywhere. So let's try something else that makes more noise that basically says the same thing. And I think we're, as a collective... Even if you don't like Trump, you're getting tired of hearing the same kind of message. At least that's the way I read it. You all can read it a different way. Did you hear any of it?
Well, this specifically is more against the NRA. This was his freestyle rap that he did at the iHeart Music Awards. There's a different one that was back in October that was more aimed at Trump specifically. This is at the NRA. So,
well, it seemed to frustrate Eminem that Trump didn't respond to it. And so then you ask, okay, what's the motivation from Eminem? Does he really just not like Trump and he wants to hear back from him? Or is he trying to get a little bump by getting into a war with the president?
Yeah.
Probably a little of both.
I like that, Jennifer. The president's coming to Los Angeles. Matter of fact, I think the president's probably on Air Force One right now on his way to Los Angeles, or he's going to San Diego to check the fence, and then he's doing something else in San Diego before he has a fundraiser in Bel Air tonight, right? What is he doing in San Diego besides going to the fence?
Well, that's the main thing is there's 8 prototypes for the wall that have been built in San Diego. And so Trump's going to go to the border and he's going to look at all of the 8 and decide. Some of them are like torture devices with barbed wire over the top. Others are just kind of plain walls. The one that I think makes the most sense, there's one that actually has, it's a tall wall, but the bottom half is sort of see-through, like it has, it's got the spaces so that the Border Patrol agents can see what's on the other side of the wall, which I think kind of makes the most sense. Plus, it doesn't provide an opportunity for graffiti, which I think is good. Yeah. So he'll look at those, and then he goes to Beverly Hills, or Bel Air maybe, but I'd heard Beverly Hills, for a for a $35,000 a plate dinner. But you can save you can save a little money. So, Doug, if you want to take me to dinner tonight, a couple is only $50,000 at the...
Yeah.
What a bargain.
Yeah, so that's kind of a bargain.
Doesn't that fly in the face of, not that it necessarily is cross-purpose, but flying in the face of all of the conversation about him not taking donations from anybody?
Money for the RNC. Actually, this is not a Trump fundraiser.
Oh.
This is money for the Republican National Committee. Oh. Yeah, so they're expected to make about $5 million from it. And Kevin McCarthy, who is the minority leader in the House and a representative from Bakersfield, asked him to attend this because he doesn't do these types of things very often. Mm-hmm. But... I think they expect 2018 with the midterm elections. The RNC's done a great job fundraising, but obviously it's never enough, and so I think that's what he's doing.
Okay, so quick poll around the table. Is this abusive? Is this good? Is this bad? Is it set a bad precedent? Does it sound good? Does it sound bad? Does it feel good? Does it feel bad having... And I would say the same thing whether it's a Democratic fundraiser or a Republican fundraiser. I just find them obnoxious.
Biden especially used to come to L.A. all the time.
That's what I'm
for
saying.
These celebrity fundraisers.
They all do it. So why?
Yeah.
What is there other than influence that's bought by this? The people. Why is it necessary? What are we doing? What are we creating as a society? When you need to have fundraisers or feel like you have to be competitive with a fundraiser that raises $5 million, $35,000 a plate. Come on. What do you think buying for the $35,000?
I don't know if you get much in return, but I do know that it costs a lot of money to run a race now.
And that's
I mean, look how many. Hillary Clinton spent over $100 million to run for president.
No, she spent more than that. She's been a billion. The total bill.
You keep saying it's more than that. I don't know.
It is.
If it's more than that, that's gross.
$100 million
is ridiculous.
Way more than that. No, it was way more than that. It is ridiculous.
Do you remember along these same lines, last year at some point, I think it was last year or maybe it was right around election time, there was a really great 60 Minutes piece, and they interviewed several different, I don't remember if they were senators or representatives, but they all were complaining that that so much of their day stuck on.
Yeah.
Do you remember this piece, Doug? That so much of their day they get taken from their office and they have to sit at a phone bank and just beg for money instead of affecting change and writing policy.
That's what Trey Gowdy said. He wouldn't run again. He said he can't stand the fundraising and the having to run every couple of years.
And this was on both sides. There were Democrats and Republicans, and some of them. There was one guy from Long Island who just quit and said, "All right, my job is not what I thought it was going to be.
He's a young guy too.
For money." Said, all I'm doing is banging for money every day. He said, this is not what I signed up for. I was here to make a change and make a difference and represent my constituents, not call and beg for money. This is a systemic problem, whether it goes all the way up to $35,000 a plate or down to the guy who's begging for $500. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Sure as heck is. All right, what else is trending, Victoria?
A Big, Big Storm is trending. That is number two on the trending list. Another nor'easter, and Boston looks like it's going to get pounded with 2 feet of snow. Everything from, looks like Chatham on the Cape, right through the Boston Harbor, is where all the red markings on the map are. So, I don't know where you are currently. Are you in L.A. still?
I'm in L.A. still, and I'm on the red eye tonight.
Back? Oh, good luck.
Be back to land in there tomorrow morning about this time, as a matter of fact.
It might be a bumpy landing.
Let's see.
But they
snow
have...
is soft. You land in the snow, it's soft.
Well, nice, they call it the bomb cyclone. So this is actually the third big storm we've had. 44 million people are under a weather advisory or a warning, and it's actually coastal blizzard conditions for Massachusetts, which already got hit hard. So
the idea is
again.
It's snowing now, and it's supposed to snow. There is a period of time, about 4 hours, when it'll come down 2 to 3 inches at a time, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they have, if they haven't closed the airport, they're going to close it for the rest of the day. It'll open up tonight once the snow will stop, probably by mid to late afternoon, it looks like. And then it gives them 12 hours to clean up for me before I get there. So get ready. And if I didn't have to go home for a couple of meetings, you can be sure I may be on, I may be home for 24 hours and get on the next plane and get out of there and come back here. Let's see how that goes. So, yeah, the big storm, another big storm. It's the time of year we have a week to go until the beginning of spring. And oftentimes in the spring equinox and the autumnal equinox, there are a lot of storm activity as the two sort of times of year, in essence, clash. It sort of does remind me of a scene from A Wrinkle in Time, which I saw yesterday, which if you have the desire to see something that's quite beautiful in terms of how they've done the CGI for it, or if you want to see something that has a very positive message or an understanding message about what really could be, even though it's from a novel, there's a lot to what is said in the movie that I think, at least it fits with my spiritual philosophy, pretty much right on. So I won't give it away because I don't think any of the three of you have seen it yet. There's a really big presence, big literally, of Oprah. And you see that, you'll understand what I'm saying when you see the movie. The kids in it are very good. And just Chris Pine does a great job. It's just a good movie, enough scary stuff in it for me to have closed my eyes 2 or 3 times, but then the bad guy is something called It. I'll give you that. And it just is a great, universal, literally and figuratively, it's a universally important movie to see. So those of you who want to go, think a little bit, be entertained by the beauty that is a part of it. One thing that I thought was very interesting is that the field scenes that are shot in it are the same. It's the same field, open field. I think it's Australia, but I'm not sure. The same scenes as the same place they shot Jumanji in big open view. It's so you can see. And I thought to myself, where have I seen this before? And then you, if you've seen the two movies, you'll put the two pieces together. But it is a really good, fabulous experience for everybody in the family. 19 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh. Table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millbrook Brown National Survey data.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
After the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, Jennifer's going to update us on what she believes to be a good prediction for tonight, like Bulls on tonight and NCIS and all that stuff. What's there? And I want to know about who's watching American Idol versus The Voice last night. American Idol beat O.J. Simpson on Sunday, but how did they do in terms of your preferences last night, ladies? Did you watch either or both?
I watched the O.J. interview last night.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So. I actually taped The Voice, American Idol, and O.J., which gives you an idea of what's on my DVR. And I haven't had a chance to sit and watch either. But my mom watched O.J. Simpson, and she said she was so freaked out by it. And
same.
She said it was just awful. It was weird. It was hard.
It was usury.
It was almost hard to watch. Yeah.
It was usury. It was usury of him in the circumstance. It only got half as many, not even half as many viewers as American Idol got.
Yeah, but you know the interesting thing? It's trending now because word of mouth is spreading. So it's actually trending now, and people, that's what made us watch it. We watched it last night, and we found it, like, bone-chilling to watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. And in American Idol, I also have. I can't wait to watch. I was at spring training over the weekend, so I'm still trying to catch up on all of my weekend viewing.
Mm-hmm. So the same like about the same number of people who watched the finale a couple of years ago of American Idol watched the intro to it on Sunday night. So
I gotta say, just to be catty, ladies, not loving the Katy Perry short blonde hair.
I don't like
not
her.
Doing it.
I don't like her.
I don't either. I don't like her at all. There's no pizzazz to it. Last night I watched The Voice, and there was a lot of pizzazz. It was
Kelly Clarkson. She's
a black woman who had a fabulous sound, just like Aretha Franklin. Man, was she good! don't know if you saw that or not, but then the camaraderie between all four of the judges on America, on The Voice felt warmer and better to me than what I felt watching America.
Chemistry counts.
Yeah. I only wanted to watch to see Ryan, frankly. I wasn't that excited about seeing the show. Just wanted to see what the chemistry was there, knowing that this was done last, what, fall? Wasn't it October when they did these?
Yeah. Most of late fall, I think.
Yeah, right. All right. So, excuse me, Jennifer. What do we have tonight?
Well, get ready. If you need to cry it out tonight, This Is Us is having their season finale on NBC. It's a little bit early, but they've had several weeks in a row of programming. We know how Jack died now, and so grip in with those Kleenexes tonight.
Jack season is played two. By whom?
Milo Ventimiglia.
Oh, right, okay.
Or
he's gone on already to
he
another
died
show.
Via crock pot.
Yeah, he had a crock pot incident.
But he's already on a new show. I saw something about him the other day.
He's still on the show because he was always dead on the show. We just now know how he died. They do a lot of flashbacks on This Is Us.
Okay. Yeah,
so the season finale of that on NBC at 9. Another season finale tonight on Lifetime is This Time Next Year, which is Kat Deely's program. It's to help folks achieve their life-changing goals. That comes to a close tonight, 10 o'clock on Lifetime. NCIS New Orleans is new on CBS at 10. Fresh Off the Boat and all of the sitcoms, new on ABC. They start at 8. Kenny Rogers joins into the cast of Fresh Off the Boat, if you want to see that. And The Flash is new on the CW at 8.
All right, there you go. Music news now with Beyonce and Jay-Z announcing a new tour hitting the road again. They call it On the Run 2, a stadium tour, starting on Wednesday, the 6th of June in Cardiff, which is a fairly small town in England. They'll be in 15 cities across England and Europe, before hitting 21 cities in North America. Fans have been eagerly awaiting the announcement since the posting briefly appeared on Ticketmaster. Beyonce's Facebook page also promoted this last week for a July 30th date at Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field. And then yesterday she shared a series of photos on her official Instagram account about the upcoming tour. They last toured together in 2014. They've released a video for their song Family Feud from Jay-Z's Grammy-nominated 444 album. I'm guessing this is not a good theme. This won't be coming or being played on the television show Family Feud, right? Should I assume that?
Probably a little bit different.
Probably not, right? All right, so there it is for Beyonce and Jay-Z fans. Woo! 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show. What a wicked
way. Efficacy matters. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between self-esteem and self-efficacy. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-efficacy is how you feel about your performance. If you raise someone's self-esteem, hey, that picture you drew is beautiful, you actually do nothing for their self-efficacy. Because the reality is that even if they believe you mean what you said, they don't necessarily believe that it's true. But if you raise a person's self-efficacy, then there's a direct correlation to raising that person's self-esteem. Wow, it looks like you really took your time and put a lot of hard work into that. Raise your children's efficacy and their esteem will come up with it. Raise their self-esteem and you'll leave their efficacy hanging. I say focus on efficacy, because when you do, you will be boosting what will ultimately drive your children to succeed. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, starting March 16th at 9 p.m.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusion.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Live in the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson Ecotec, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 3/11 to 3/24. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Doug with Jen Jen, Vic Vic, Care Care. All right, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen on the DJ V's show at 34 after the hour, Tuesday the 13th. So a couple of things sort of catching up on what is and what isn't. Prime Minister Theresa May yesterday said that Russia was, quote, highly likely to have been behind the poisoning of the former Russian spy and his daughter. Military-grade nerve agent was used, I was watching C-SPAN. This is how exciting a night it was for me last night. American Idol, The Voice, and watching Theresa May on C-SPAN. Actually, I found that to be fairly compelling. She was talking to Parliament and basically publicly said the Kremlin is behind the attack. And the discussion then went on to sanctions. Members of both parties, or all parties, because they have more than two parties at the Parliament level in England, all saying, let's go get the Russians. We need to get our European allies and our other allies, underscore America, behind this to go get them. So Russia basically, as I see it, is trying to disrupt the world. That's all. Putin's just trying to, blank with everybody.
He's just a bully, and it's working.
Yeah. Is it working?
That's fair.
Do you really think it's working? How's it work?
Well, there's 21 people who are dead, right, because of the nerve agent, so...
Yeah, but I'm talking about who... It's working in the sense that those sorts of things are going on, but instead of it working to disrupt things, all it's doing is pissing people off, and the focus is on the Russians, and what can we do to get them? The sanctions?
And all you have to do is slap some sanctions on them, and they're going to shut up, because the economy of Russia is the same economy that Italy has, except they have a much larger geographical region. They're not making a ton of money. And so that's why you're seeing him want to stay involved with world affairs, but choosing his targets, like cyber attacking people that are going through elections, like the U.S., mm-hmm. or like sending out nerve agents. These are things that you can do rather cost-effectively to wreak havoc on people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He also somehow has managed to evade getting that label that we all have for Kim Jong-un. No one really labels Putin as a crazy megalomaniac,
right.
or anything like that.
Because he hasn't eaten his uncle yet.
Right. He could be, that's what I'm saying, he could be just as bad, but he's done a better PR job for himself than the North Koreans have.
Right. He's a bad dude.
He could be worse. He could be way worse. We don't even know.
Speaking of that, there is not a date yet for the president's meeting with Kim Jong-un. But, quote, unquote, make no mistake about it, says the director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, says, quote, while these negotiations are going on, there'll be no concessions made. The activity of this administration to disrupt the North Korean economy, to put pressure on North Korea, to galvanize the world in a way that you have countries from the Middle East to Europe to Asia placing sanctions on North Korea, those things will continue, and we'll see how the talks and negotiations go.
Yeah, they have to live up to their word, but there is a report out from South Korea yesterday that said that they have intelligence, or they have reason to believe that Kim Jong-un is actually seeking a peace treaty, which is a huge turnaround, because before it was a meeting and they were willing to talk about denuclearization. Now it seems that they're looking for a peace treaty, and so that would, you'd have to ask, that either means he's playing us, he's playing everyone, he's playing the world, or he's out of money. And that's also very likely, because he has been so highly sanctioned, and the people that were feeding his economy through the back door have started to get sanctioned. It makes you wonder if maybe that's part of the catalyst. He just needs it.
There's a big story, the headliner this morning in the North Korean major newspaper called Dong. I don't know why they call it that, but that's what it's called. See, that's what I love about Victoria. I don't have to say it. It's just that even Jennifer didn't chuckle to that.
Oh, no. I laughed when I heard Dong. Okay.
So why didn't you leave your mic on?
Well, I just smiled. Leave me alone.
You didn't. Okay. So
don't overcook it. Move on.
In the Dong headline, there were unnamed sources from South Korea, as a matter of fact, saying North Korea would present a peace treaty to the president and ask to establish formal diplomatic relations with the United States. So how about them apples, boys and girls? What will that do to the U.S. military presence in South Korea would be a question I would have. Does it do anything? Is it better? Can you imagine us having an air base in North Korea?
No.
And say hello to the Chinese that way? No, you don't think so, right?
I think you have to tread lightly here. I think trust has to be earned. It's not just given.
Right, yeah, just over the hill. By the way, the fellow who's in charge of they brought in one of their important college resources, a fellow named Cole Jung-hwa, who is the head of the political science department at Dong-guk University.
Boy.
So apparently there's a lot of donging going on over there. U.S. wants to...
It's probably the understatement of the year.
Let's see, this is when I get in my teenage mode. It's not, you know, it's one of those silly things. All right, that's enough on him. He doesn't deserve that much attention anyway. The explosions in Austin yesterday appear to be connected. Three explosions, package exploding, actually a residence, the most recent one. Two other explosions took place in Austin. 75-year-old woman critically injured. 17-year-old male was injured. And then a week or so ago, a 39-year-old guy was killed. In all of the instances, a resident retrieved a package that blew up when it was opened. Package is not delivered by any mail service in these areas, and they're all black. They, all of the victims are black.
So I think two were black and one was Latino, but they're all minorities.
So
they were saying it's probably not terrorism, like politically motivated terrorism, but they're keeping all the options open because it could be a hate crime.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But the South by Southwest Festival is going on in Austin, which is making a lot of people go, is this something connected? The authorities said that it wasn't and that everybody should continue to go to South by Southwest and just keep your eyes open
and be aware.
I don't think it's connected, but I would tell you that they're backed up because
would you get a ticket to go see South by Southwest after those explosions?
Well, just in general, probably not. Maybe I would if I lived there. I wouldn't travel for it, but if you were getting a package, can you imagine they're so backed up with people calling in to have the law enforcement officers check out packages because everybody's afraid. They don't want to pick it up and start shaking a package that they're not sure what's inside of. So they're really going through it right now.
All right, let's get some sports news here at 42 past the hour. The Brady, what do they call it? This is a documentary of Tom versus Time on Facebook. I have not heard of this, frankly, before. Who's doing this and why are they doing it? Jennifer, you're a Tom Brady fan. What do you make?
I am. I was watching him on Good Morning America yesterday. He was talking to Michael Strahan about this. After a long delay, Patriots fans can now see the finale of Facebook Watch's Tom versus Time, which was a docuseries that followed the life of Tom Brady over the past season. A friend of Tom Brady and the creator of the series is Gautam Chopra, and Patriots fan in him was saddened that he didn't get to chronicle another Super Bowl win. But as a storyteller, he knew it would make the final chapter of the story better. Does Tom Brady stay for another season? Does he go? He said the loss in that way gave us the thing for him to reflect on. And I think he's really reflective on it. That's what Gautam Chopra said. He says he thinks people will be surprised by the ending and some of the takeaways. And he said he went on to say that he thinks he knows what Tom's going to say and how he'll wrap up the season and look toward the next season.
I thought he was going to stay for another 5 years.
Well, I don't know. He said there's a different energy to Tom Brady in the off season, and it's the culmination of two highly emotionally charged seasons. So I guess this last episode should be pretty interesting to see how Tom will look at moving on, next steps in his career. The final chapter of Tom versus Time, episode 6, now available to watch for free on Facebook Watch.
All right. So is this the kind of thing that sports fans would want to watch, or is this the sort of thing
that
people watchers
interested
would be wanting to watch?
I watched some of this yesterday. I didn't watch the episode 6. I watched episodes 4 and 5, and they're only between 15 to 30 minutes long each.
Like a video podcast.
No, it's more documentary style. It follows him, and Giselle plays a much bigger role in it than I anticipated. I thought it was really interesting, actually. He's an interesting guy. He's so driven and so focused, but there's a real softness to him as well that I don't think people see, and this documentary really brings that out. He adores his wife and children. Mm-hmm. It is so cute to see that. And she feels the same about him. She's very spiritual, and she talks about, like, different things that they're going to do with the family and, you know, writing intentions down for the new year and setting them on fire and then meditating for an hour. And he's like, an hour? I have to meditate an hour? And she's like, yes, it's an hour. But it's kind of funny to see an insight into their world and how her influence drives him in his world. So it's I think it's great. It's worth seeing for sure. It's well done.
Hashtag Bridget Moynihan. Where is the story with their child? They have a child together. whatever.
Yeah, the forgotten one.
Yeah, where is that? Where no, I does think he pay any attention to that child?
No, I think he does. I think he co-parents. Yeah,
he does, yeah. But Bridget Moynihan got all upset with Giselle back in the day because Giselle said she loved the little boy as much as her own children, and Bridget got very snippy about that and said, well, he has a mother. He doesn't need another mother.
Well, I can't blame her. Well, yeah, I can't blame her. He cheated on her when she was pregnant.
Well, they broke up, and then they got back together, and then he was already dating Giselle when she called him and said she was pregnant. So, it was one of those, you know, it wasn't a great situation for anybody, I don't think, but wouldn't it be nice, though, to know that a stepmother loves your kid as much as her own?
Yeah. You want that for your child, but sometimes...
Right, that's the kind, I wonder if that's, if she is really that way in life. She plays that sort of a role on Blue Bloods. That's the kind of personality she presents on Blue Bloods. I wonder if that's her real personality. A lot of times people play that type. Well, you know what I'm saying.
He's just a tough broad.
Yeah, Warren Buffett has made some noise. He's helping out his employees to get their retirement fund, or at least one person anyway. I guess they do this every year, Victoria, right? Berkshire Hathaway has an NCAA tournament contest. By the way, is everybody here? Usually, Jennifer, you've got a bracket someplace with March Madness. No, yes.
A bracket in my mind.
I'm not interested in basketball at all, but Lewis did his bracket yesterday. So
I wondered about Lewis. Lewis is Victoria's husband, who's very much involved in the sports business. So he's people in the office have got a big pool going, have they?
I don't know about his office, but he's got several different ones.
Or just on his own.
Yeah. He's into that. But, yeah, right, so Warren Buffett's annual Berkshire Hathaway NCAA tournament contest has, every year it seems that the prize goes up and up. This year, the prize is unreal. If the employee picks a perfect Sweet 16, which is virtually impossible, it really is, but he or she will win $1 million a year for life. And he upped it. Now, this is 1 in 1.9 million odds. Like, those are the odds you've got against you. But now, he said, if the Creighton Jays or the Nebraska Cornhuskers win, the prize doubles to $2 million a year for life. So, obviously, that's kind of a long shot. But still, you've got to have one of those two in your top bracket.
All right.
And win all the way along the way, too.
But you've
got to
work for one of his companies.
Yes.
Right? You've got to be in Berkshire Hathaway. There are about, I think there are 80-some-odd different companies under the tent of Berkshire Hathaway. Car companies, insurance companies, furniture companies, all kinds of.
He's got Doesn't he have that candy broad. Company that he was on The Apprentice with Arnold
he's
with?
I think it's See's. I think he owns See's, doesn't
See's,
he?
See's, yeah, that's it.
I didn't know that.
He apparently is so into the chocolate, according to when he was on with Arnold.
That's right, but
he does all the taste testing himself.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, See's is no joke, so I don't blame him.
Yeah, it's great. Really good. Speaking as an ice cream and chocolate expert.
Connoisseur.
You got it. A connoisseur. Speaking of that as well, to put sort of somebody asked me yesterday whether the material Power Swabs uses is really is it a combination of a detergent and a whitening agent, and which of those is natural? I believe the whitening agent is what is natural. But using this to lighten the stains on your teeth from having a lot of coffee or tea or red wine or smoking or whatever it is that causes just not brushing your teeth enough. This is the way to fix that problem because it only takes a couple of minutes. Solution to a bright white smile is to call Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard a story told by the Dougster on the DJV show, and you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean up those teeth. That's the bottom line. It's simple, easy, and the results are great. 800-208-1797. And again, if you tell them about this program, you get 50% off. 800-208-1797, Power Swabs.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
It's about time. time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After the hour now on Tech Talk Time, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here to overview a new line of smart TVs from Samsung. But first, let's get to the ACLU and the TSA. American Civil Liberties Union has filed a Freedom of Information lawsuit, it would seem. So what's that story against the TSA? Why? What are they?
Yeah, it's the whole thing, and I don't know if this has happened to you, Doug, but the whole thing is basically over the TSA's practice of searching electronic devices of passengers traveling on domestic flights. So this is not a border security thing. This is the TSA just randomly going through people's electronic devices, their smartphones, their laptops, things like that. The lawsuit specifically wants the TSA to hand over those records related to its policies and procedures and protocols, because they've never outlined what exactly they're looking for. So the TSA, there are a number of reports that came in, and people saying that they're traveling domestically, and that they were ordered to hand over their smartphone, while these TSA agents are sifting through their phone. And so the ACLU says that they're searching electronic devices without offering any reason for the search, and no one really knows why they're singling out certain passengers from others. They don't know what they're looking for, and the ACLU said in the statement, Our phones and laptops contain very personal information, and the federal government should not be digging through our digital data without a warrant. So I agree with them on this one.
Me
this
too.
Is,
I'm
this
so
is just
sick of the
getting
TSA
worse.
And their bull crap.
Yeah.
It's just all it is theater. It isn't. There's nothing there. They're and there are so damn many of them now. When I went through Logan last week, come out here to L.A., there were the groups that were actually at each of the lines, and then there was a group. I counted them. There were 24 over in the corner getting some sort of pep talk from the boss. They're just crawling all over the place.
Mm.
They are. Some of them are actually good. Some of them are actually smart. Most of them are not either good or well-intentioned, or smart.
Or well-trained, so maybe.
They're
maybe
not
the
well-trained.
Training.
Right,
yeah.
That's probably it more than anything else. I find it offensive that they look at, you're right about, they have no reason. I never check a bag. Never, no matter where I go, I will not check a bag. I bring it with me, put the thing through the device, and I always say to the fella who's, or the lady, whoever it is that's behind the screen, you're liable to see because they always see the microphone and they wonder what that is or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm traveling with. It's
weird
a,
shapes.
A device. Yeah, right. Things that are different. Last week, they checked out. I have a powdery substance that I use. It's a homeopathic thing for a sleep, not a sleep aid, but it's been dealing with my cough stuff. And they took it apart and they tested it on their machine. And I said to them, it had clearly a label on it. And well, you don't know. We don't know whether you put something in there or not. And I have pre-check, so it's not like they go through a lot of stuff anyway, but the mm-hmm. way they go through it, there's one fella that I see with regularity at LAX who's really quite good. The rest of them are all bumbling fools. And
well,
it just is offensive.
Yeah, and well, they're going to be in a lot of trouble now because the ACLU did file the first Freedom of Information Act back in December, and the TSA buried the records. They didn't even acknowledge it. And so now it's turned into a full-blown public lawsuit. And essentially what the TSA announced back in October that they had heightened screening procedures, but they never made any information about the policies or procedures public.
Well, because they hang
so
their
no
hat
knows.
On the Patriot Act. They use that. All it is there are reasons that we ought to be concerned about some of the things that some people might do. But to have this heavy hammer approach that they do and the arrogance that they have. I've told you about what happened to me with my phone at LAX in a different terminal. I don't normally go through. I usually am always in Terminal 4 because that's where American is. But I had to go on Southwest once, and I was livid at the way I was treated by them. It was like a joke. Did I tell you that? I told you that story.
I don't think so. It's not ringing a bell.
Yeah, you've told it before where they took your phone and then hid it in a drawer and pretended like they didn't have it until they called it and it rang. But I think that's the main issue, is the way they have complete disregard for everyone's property.
Right. Who the hell do they think they are?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, who do these people, they'll tell you, we're doing this for your, one woman said to me once, we're doing this for your protection. I laughed in her face, and she looked at me, how dare you, because you don't know what you're doing, you aren't well trained, this is offensive. If we're going to have protection, that's one thing, but to have this kind of stuff, this whole, and $6 billion a year we pay for this. Your ticket costs you $5.40 more to pay for these bumbling fools. So there, 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.